Sundays. The G Lou Show. Hosted by G Lou and Big Flossie. G Hank in the back. Let's take that ride, homie. Yeah. Yeah. It's OG Sundays, the lowrider show. OG Floss, G Lou, we on the go. Scoop up paint, big bank, we bout to blow. Down Long Beach Boulevard, we about to float. No joke, peep the lyrics I quote. That OG Kush, the only reefer we smoke. We old school like them big dookie ropes, like the Pike in Long Beach back in 84. Whoa, I'm about to take a way back, cause you make my love come down just like that. Back to back Sundays, we don't slack. All we do is play the grooves that slap. Clap, like a battle cast snare. Cause this is for the ladies with the pretty long hair. Even if it's short, baby, I'ma still stare. Look you in your eyes, make you think I really care. Nah, I'm just playing with you, love. Cause this is dedicated to them real car clubs. Show some love if you cool with that, because this is the show where they doing it at. 914-803-4001. Don't forget to press 1. Yeah, that's how we do it every Sunday night. 7 o'clock on the dot, we take flight. No hype, homie, this is all facts. Like them old school oldies, homie, we gon' take it back. Like that, this is how we go Mac. R.I.P. to KMG and put Pomona on the map. Break back, hit the switch in the back. Raise it up in the front, make the asphalt flat. In the lack with the craze and vows. Me and my co-host Flossie on the G Lou Show. Yeah. Hey, it's the G Lou Show. Lowrider Oldies, every Sunday night, hosted by G Lou and Big Flossie. G Hank rolling with us. Eastside Long Beach in the house. The whole LA in the house. And this is what we do. We just gonna cruise down Long Beach Boulevard, hit that switch with us and take that ride. It's OG Sundays, the G Lou Show. Preach.
Check.
What up, everyone? I'm G Lou. This is the G Lou Show, the world famous OG Sundays with G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. And we're going to kick this thing off like this. We'll be right back in a minute to start it off. I am G Lou, a.k.a. Louis Lee House the Fourth, and love to the house. Let's go.
Just remember, the doors in my heart will always be open to you.
And I'll do anything in my power.
Come on. It's the G Lou Show, OG Sundays. Fabulous. Low Rider Oldies. What a way to start the night off. That's the Foursome D's, one of my favorite songs right there, of course. They named it after me. At least I like to think so. I'm G Lou. This is the G Lou Show. Wow. Before I bring the Queens in, man, let me give a shout out to my sponsors. Shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwan conglomerate. 93.3 Tweed FMism, DD Harrison, One World Magazine, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. And shit, I'm just blown away, man. I just got through seeing an amazing game. Crazy right now. But check this out. Let me bring in the Berkeley Queens. They are here first and foremost. The OG Queen, our musical supervisor of OG Sundays, Queen Jean, is here, followed by Cousin Marcy.
Hey, love is in the house. What's happening?
Love is the house.
Love is the house. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Good evening, everyone. Thank everyone for tuning in. And it is Sunday. So happy, blessed Sunday. We're on January the 28th. See how fast this month is going? Like, yeah. I know, right? Just like that. So, yeah.
Just like that.
But nevertheless, we're blessed to be here on the roll call for January the 28th. So we're going to give all the praise to the Most High for our pulse is still beating, our heart's still beating. We're able to be here with each other again. Queen, Cousin Marcy, what's happening?
It's cracking.
Yay, yay. Hey, what can I say? Back in the place. I was a little confused there. I had to put on my goggles and say, wait, how was that song a part of your name? And then I thought about it. I was like, okay, I got you now. But that was
love is the house,
a
man.
Good one right there.
Come on now.
Queen Cousin, good to hear your voice as always on this January 28th. Y'all, it got hot today. It was hot. Did it. Yes.
Wow.
I said, that's why people's immune systems don't know what to do. Some monstrosity tried to get me, but I'm rebuking it and with everything in me. So, yeah, that's where I am, y'all.
Yeah, that weather change
will
do that. I mean, I think everybody's experiencing different type of weather, you know, like here it's raining and windy and very cold. I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods. King, what is it like out there?
Man, it's been twisting and turning all week. It was just the other day, it was like 75, damn near 80 the other day. Now it's, like you said, it's cold, you know, it's windy, cold, rain, you know, so it's just up and down. But, you know, I expect that, you know, where I'm at right now, it'd be like the
this shit be bipolar. It could be sunshine. It could be summer, like damn spring, and then winter all in one winter. But I know January, February are like the worst months. So you never know what to expect. But it got cold today, but it was just hot a couple days ago. So you know.
You know, when I stayed in California, I always had a bag in my trunk, and it had for the seasons, whether it was cold or hot, I was ready. If I had to duck into the gas station bathroom to change up, I was ready. Because you just never
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, you did. You had one to offer somebody if they did. Yeah, you did. That's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
This weather,
okay.
Man. We in them days. But check this out. Let me shout out who, I don't know if y'all know Queens. Y'all don't probably watching the game. But, man, it was incredible games today. Shout out to the 49ers. I ain't a 49er fan, but, boy, that was a incredible game I just saw right now. Both games today were dope. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs who won. And shout out to 49ers, man, Lions. I feel bad for y'all. Y'all should have definitely won that game. That coach, man, he's just a little bit too, I don't know the word I want to say. Like, he, you know, he go hard, but, you know, you need to back up a little bit sometimes, man. He should have kicked the field goal.
Too disciplined.
Y'all could have been in there, man, but y'all fucked that game off. You had a 17-point lead at halftime and let them come back. So bad. I talked to my boy Digital West a minute ago. I know, salute to everyone in Detroit, man. You know, hold your head up, man. Shout out to the 49ers and the Chiefs, Super Bowl bound.
Yep. Yes, shout out to KC for being Super Bowl bound, and you said it was
once
a great
again.
Game, but that's yeah. Once again, absolutely. Hey, there was actually okay. What is the guy's name? He's one of the key players on the team.
Kelce,
help me out, King. No, the light.
Travis Kelce.
What's his name?
Oh, Mahomes, the quarterback.
Right. So he was, they did a video of him. He was somewhere with his suit on, and they was clowning him because he had on Crocs. I said, you guys clowning this man, but he can wear whatever he want to wear walking up to a podium.
Boy, Rich. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Shout out to my home. Yeah, they gave that boy $500 million. Everyone thought they was crazy because that's never been done in history. And here you go, four years later, he done been in Super Bowl three times. So I guess he earned his money. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes, man. For sure. And shout out to my man from Baltimore. What's my man's name? You know, you'll be there again, brother. You know what I mean? Keep your head up. You know what I mean? The quarterback, Lamar Jackson, first could have been, he did his thing too, man. But Mahomes just a little bit better. So shout out to Kansas City. And again, shout out to the 49ers. I know it's a lot of 49er fans out there, man. Shout out to y'all too. Going to Las Vegas.
A lot of 49ers. It is a lot of 49er fans out there. I didn't realize it was so many. But it definitely is a lot of
especially them dime moves.
49ers.
Some of your people, Queen, all them dime moves.
Absolutely.
Love the 49ers. Shout out to the 49ers, man.
Absolutely. They do. They're probably, they do. They
happy
they,
right
49ers,
now.
49ers, absolutely. Ain't no telling what kind of walking's going on right now.
You know, it's just so interesting. I just want to shout out to Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
He's still their coach. Yeah, go
exactly.
Steelers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
I'd be worried about Mike, man. They try to get rid
it.
Of them black quarterbacks.
I can't do
coaching,
it. I can't.
Shout out to
I
Mike.
Don't care who going.
Isn't this the
Steelers?
Steeler Nation for life. Black and gold, we don't fold. We just let the story be told.
Let the story be told.
Okay. Okay, bars.
You heard them bars. You heard that?
Yeah, I heard you, Queen. Bars. Bars.
I guess that's what happened
okay.
in the studio, right?
Can I call you Rhymalicious?
Okay.
But didn't they try to take his job away from him before? I heard you, cuz.
I mean, nah, it's just talks. It's just been talks, but nah, he's never. Shout out to Mike, man, one of the longest 10 years in history, especially for a black quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They try, but even this year when they come up short, you can't take away his stats. They had a winning season still. So it's like he's never, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't really, they can't really do nothing with him, you know what I mean? Because he still had a winning season. So he's still there, and I think he'll be there until he's ready to go, you know? So shout out to Mike, man.
Absolutely.
Tomlin and Steelers, definitely. You know, they're never gone. You know what I mean? And the Steelers have many, many Super Bowls. So, you know, they ain't going nowhere. Shout out to the Steelers.
Hey, you guys do know that on Friday was the anniversary of the plane crash of Kobe and the rest of the families. Friday was the anniversary, 2020.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of somber there, Queen. Rest in peace.
I know.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
I remember.
I wasn't ready for that.
Move on then. Let's take a ride.
I wasn't ready for that. Rest in peace to Kobe and his daughter. And everyone else on that plane, too. There was a lot of people on that plane lost their lives. Shout out to everyone on there. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. Yes. Yes. Never forgotten.
Yeah,
never forgotten.
Absolutely. Never, ever.
But what's cracking for tonight, musical supervisor, Miss Queen Jean? What you got going on tonight?
Tonight, I'm just chilling. So, I'm just chilling, King. I ain't doing a whole lot. I ain't making no noise. We went out earlier, and today was actually the last day of my grandson's basketball camp, and they did really good. I was so proud of those little guys because they was playing ball like they won it. You know what I'm saying? They have a passion for it, and it really warmed my heart to see them little ones out there. Like, ain't nobody out here playing, even my grandson. So shout out to their, they didn't have a name, so just to the champs, all of them was champs, and those coaches really was taking out time with them. Yeah, so we was outside today doing that, but it was that's basically it. And the rest of the day, I came home and I think I ate something last night. We went to Longhorn, and I felt like I got food poisoning. Yeah, absolutely.
I was about
to
shout him out.
Like,
okay, I'll hold that.
Because you be ready to shout everybody out.
Nah, because Longhorns is good.
But
no,
he
likes Longhorns. But since he said that, I'm going to hold that back.
You're good.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with them last night. They were really kind of, they were just understaffed. They felt so bad. They came out and gave us a $10 gift card to go towards our bill. And I was like,
And
they asked my son-in-law. He said,
hard to get good help these days.
Question? Absolutely. It really is, because they got so much taken over. I mean, these little robotic things. But he asked my son-in-law, are you a boxer or something? My son started laughing. I told him everywhere we go, somebody would think you play NFL, you're a fighter, you're a boxer, you know, because he's a big dude, you know. And they all
I've seen him before.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. And he started laughing. He was like, no, man. He was like, okay, because I told him, if this guy sends one more thing back here, I'm going to bring him back here with me. Because he kept sending food back. So, yeah, I was like, okay, to have that height, you know, even as a kid, to be, you know, bigger than the other kids. And that's how Lovebug is. He's taller than most of his classmates for 8 years old. He's like 4'8 at 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
big boy. He's going to be a big boy.
Yeah, just thinner. That's it. He's going to be slim. But anyway, that's what's happening in Queen Jean's world. I'm just chilling.
That's
relaxing,
right.
Relaxing and not maxing.
That's right. Couple more bars for y'all. Couple more bars. Just a couple more. Marcy.
Right?
Cousin Marcy, what's going on in your world?
What's
going on in Marcy's world?
Cousin Marcy, had to, like I said, I just had to rebuke that feeling. Had to do big mom things, you know. Had to took my car to get a tune-up, and, you know, everything turned out okay. But the funny thing about that was I left my phone at the house, and I didn't panic.
So you just lost your whole world.
Nothing. And I knew where
it was. Good.
It was right where
it's
I left
good
it.
Not to have
no,
it,
but I'm saying
when
you ain't got that phone sometimes,
fuck.
You feel like you ain't got so, but, you know, sometimes you ain't got that phone, you feel like lost, like shit.
I have my shmoney. Thank goodness I have my shmoney, because some people, they, you know, they'll use Apple Pay and things of that nature. And I said, Cousin Marcy does. But like I said, I didn't panic, because it's not, you know, I knew what I was doing. The only thing I might have had to do was just contact the girls just to, you know, give them an update or whatever. But, you know, God is always good. You know, we come here and we talk a lot and we joke and we get together on Sundays, but he really is good. And that's what's going on in cousin Mercy's day today and every day.
But,
I'm just, you know, I'm just so thankful.
But Marcy.
So sometimes I'll be like,
he's the reason for
huh?
the season. No, I said he's the reason for the season for sure.
Still.
But let me ask you this. At first, though, did you just think you lost it, though, or did you know you left it at home? Were you kind of worried at first?
No. I said what I said, Nene Leakes. I said, I didn't panic. I knew where the pistol was. The gun was right on the dresser.
Okay.
You know, because I have to it's like grandma now with me. I got to have this here, this there, this here. And then I'll move certain things, you know, the closer. It's a routine. There you go, queen. And it's very important. And then it's not a joke when you have to get to, like, start writing stuff down and things like that. I got a little post-it up on my door right now talking about pick Kennedy up at 8. She laughs every time she walks out. She walk out my door, you know, that ain't even the time she get off, but it's just funny to me. And when you have
so much
on your mind and things like that,
you know what that is. So, like, that's just organization. That's all good, you know. Like, you were saying that this is there, everything in your home has a place, and you should be able to go to that place and find what you're looking for. Now, when I was living in my houses, if something wasn't where it's supposed to be, then it was a problem.
It was a problem.
I had to, you know, taught my kids that too when they was in the kitchen cleaning up. No, don't go putting this skillet over here because the pot's over here. You put this skillet over here. Pay attention. So everything has a place.
Everything has its place. And while I clean, I do say that. But what did come out of it, Queen and Cuzzo, the only thing that I did really miss was my music, because I would have been listening. And I usually try to think in the day of something that I could ask, you know, you have to put on the playlist. So later when y'all play that, that's where that song came into. It just came into my head. I took a walk.
No.
I walked around the plaza. I did. And then that song just, like, popped up. So, but it was all good.
Right.
Praise be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Praise be.
Before you move on with the music, I just wanted to give a shout out, and you guys can go on to Facebook and check out Hank Page. His wife did a conversation with the POJ show last night, and it was a great conversation. Salute to the ladies of the POJ show. And Queen Alicia, she told her story, and the title is From Prostitution to Prayer. And it's an amazing conversation that they had, very informative and inspirational for anyone that's been who felt like they were in a hole and just couldn't get out. You know, very inspirational. So go check that out. And that's on
Hank
Norman's
page.
Let me
know. I ain't even know that.
Will do.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I don't be on Facebook. I be slipping on a lot of shit, so I'm glad you be letting me know, because I ain't been on Facebook in a minute. So shout out to the Normans, man. I know that was incredible. I'm definitely going to go check that out. Shout out to Mrs. Norman and the big homie Hank. Thank you, Queen, for letting us know that, for sure. Shout out to the POJ show. Yay. And with that being said, man, like Queen Marcy, Cousin Marcy said, we just thankful for God, man, first and foremost, because he is the reason for every season, and he is the reason tonight is the night. So I'm going to just praise God and be thankful. We'll be back, y'all. OG Sundays.
At all. gun to the top, digging the scene with a gangster lead, gangster white wall. TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you've got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac. Gangsta the white wall. TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Sister, you can still stand tall.
God, the reason for the season, y'all. And just like Queen said, shout out to Mrs. Norman, Hank Norman, the whole Norman family. If you missed that show last night, go back and check it out. Amazing, incredible story. And since they did that, I'm going to do this right here, y'all. Let's go. song right there. Shout out to my brother Hank Norman, OG Hankster the Gangster. Man, check this out right here, y'all. It's just my imagination.
Play. plenty through the storm to get my umbrella. I stopped in shock when I saw you with another fella. Oh wow.
Get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Thank you.
wonderful sound of the BGs right there. Legendary shit right there. But check this out. Don't you worry about nothing at all, because after this, we got Queen Jean coming up with the announcements for the week. And it just seems to keep hanging on. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. make sure your brother Malik, to all the brothers on the G-Loop show, the sister, and to all the brothers that are listening from Compton to Long Beach to watch everywhere, black people all over the earth. Stay up, never die. Keep your hand and your faith in God's hand and walk proudly as the elders did. Keep one thing in mind. The war that we have is between our ears. It ain't between your legs. Stay up. Peace.
The mayor of Compton, California, Westside.
That part. Now we got the queen of all queens, Queen Jean, with the announcements for the evening, y'all.
And the mayor Thompson said it's not between your legs. So check this out. we just heard as the legendary Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, It Seems to Hang On. That was one of my favorite songs, and that came out in 1978. Yeah. So thanks for playing that, King. That's a legend. That's a legendary song, and that's a legendary couple. Their energy definitely match each other when they be performing, and they still perform. So shout out to Ashford and Simpson. Okay. Our brother, Big Hank Norman, is at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every day, Monday through Friday, to give away free food at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. That's first come, first served. And you can also attend a Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. at the church. And Bible study is every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon. And you can also catch Hank hosting the comedian show every Thursday at the Upper Room, downtown Long Beach, at 246 East 3rd Street. That's the Roy Anthony Show. So check him out there. And as I stated earlier on the show, go check out his wife's story on the POJ show on YouTube. Subscribe and like that channel and check out that conversation. It was a really good conversation. You're talking about soulmates. They are definitely soulmates. They came right back into full circle. So amazing conversation. Also check out Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise. The show airs every Thursday. It's hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lewis as co-host. So that's Mr. Melody and Lou Lavish. They just had a great show on Thursday showcasing the Moments music. And it was, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 p.m. Cynthia Nunn of Essendon Angels have a food giveaway every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow Cynthia Nunn on Facebook and Essendon Angels on IG. I suggest that you go ahead and follow those pages so you can see the videos of what she gives out every Saturday. Be a blessing to someone who can't get out to get those groceries and pick them up and make a delivery. That definitely is a blessing, and we know that there's a lot of hard times going on now. And speaking of hard times, we have the homeless people that Luther Jr. keeps, a.k.a. Big Boo, go out every morning, early morning hours, 7 days a week. It doesn't make a difference of what the weather is. He's out there to get the homeless food and blankets and clothing. So if you can donate, follow Luther Jr. Keith on Facebook and on IG as the same. My Tribe Rise, make sure you follow them as well on Instagram. They do amazing things. They serve the Altadena, Pasadena, and neighboring cities. Those are the areas that they serve, and they always got something going on. You can also check out their website, mytriberise.org. Also, FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. There's three ways you can place an order with FD Funnel Cakes. And that's pull up an order or place a phone order at 310-404-6849. Order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats. And also you can stop by Payless Food in Compton That's the corner of El Segundo and Avalon, and pick up the funnel cake mixture, and that is on aisle number 7, y'all. So go get that funnel cake mixture. Shout out to FD Funnel Cakes. Soul Travels, Elia Delgado, intailtravel.com. We know people are traveling, so check her out. Give her the business, and the business line is 808-769-2964. And the IG handle is so_travels_LLC. And that's for Soul Travels. Subscribe and like our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show. Tonight is our Oldies Rule Forever. That's an amazing hangout spot, too. You want a club vibe? You want to hear some real good oldies? Queen Nay comes up with some good oldies. She dig in the crates. She go deep. So check out that on our YouTube channel tonight about 9:30, 9:45-ish, the G Lou Show, and also Marcy's Minute. BTP Media, the Hood Postman, the Patio Politics, they getting real deep over there, y'all. So their YouTube channel, so check them out as well. The Roar Anthony YouTube channel, where you can see our brother Hank co-hosting the comedy show. So you have to subscribe to that YouTube channel as well. Also check out G Connect. They got a lot of amazing things going on over there. Good conversations as well. And Writer for Life Films. Shout out to Two Souls Forever. Follow her on IG. Love her energy. She has some amazing, great energy. And I just want to shout out Lena Lokes, too. I seen her Friday on the YouTube with Conejo and Snow, and it just brought back memories of that, what you all was doing on there, King. I was like, I should go on and hit the link and bring myself up on the screen, but I wasn't appropriately dressed. So.
Okay. Well, we represented for you. You know, that was a reunion right there. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lena Lokes.
Yeah, I was watching it. Yeah. If I would have known it was a reunion, I would have made sure I was, you know, properly dressed. So I was like, okay. But it was good to see Conejo and Snow on a screen like that. I'm sure they enjoyed themselves as well. Shout out. Birthday shout out to anyone celebrating a birthday. I believe it's Aquarius season now, y'all. So there's a lot of Aquariuses out there. So happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday and anniversary today. Enjoy your celebration. Celebrate you or celebrate y'all or celebrate them. But celebrate. It's a blessing to be able to celebrate anything that you have been blessed with for another year. If you have any announcements, you can contact me. Nubian Queen Jean of the G Lou Show on Instagram or GV Berkeley on Facebook. And those are my little short announcements for the week.
Shout out to Queen Jean with the announcement.
Ooh, ooh. Rhymalicious.
Now I'm not going to go eat a piece of cake, huh? Oh.
Treat
enjoy
yourself.
Your
don't
cake.
Cheat yourself.
Riley, I thought yourself. I mean, was like, oh.
Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's Sunday,
yo.
Fun day. Sunday, fun day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
DJ Maniac, yes, what's up with you, my boy?
Hey, just woke up. Oh, man. That's so sweet. My thumb ass.
That's a hard-working
DJ
man. You got to keep it. Yeah. How you doing? Well, you fell asleep, so you feel refreshed now?
I do.
That's a blessing.
That feels good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Living?
It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Maniac, man. My dope producer, man. You know what I mean? We doing stuff. Me and Maniac got some more shit coming soon. We don't stop. Maniac don't stop, so I can't stop. So shout out to you, Maniac. And shout out
yeah.
to your new project out there right now. Tell them about that, man. You got something new out there they need to go check out on BandLab.
Oh, most definitely. Especially my last tape, the Voodoo Cinema Volume 3.
Mm.
Yep, check that out on BandLab.
Y'all
love
heard
that
it here, y'all.
DJ Maniac with a K. With a K. Maniac with a K. Check him out.
Band Lab.
Band Lab, man. Band Lab, Band Lab, Band Lab. Hey, also, 30 minutes after the hour, we got Cousin Marcy with all new Marcy's Minute. Tell him what's coming up in the Marcy's Minute. Can we get a sneak peek or a treat? What's going on, Cuzzo?
Oh, for sure. some good stuff and some condolences stuff. So just a little snippet. Not going to be too long tonight, but stay tuned, people. I got some stuff to tell you.
Standing by.
Y'all want to miss that, Cousin Marcy and this motherfucker, y'all. Hey, also, Cuzzo, you had something special. You had something special,
sir.
You wanted us to play tonight, man. And this is, you messed me up with this one because I didn't know. When I heard it, I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? And it was a sample from one of my favorite producers who sampled it. But I didn't know about it. So tell them what's cracking,
oh, wow.
Marcy.
Yeah, I don't know that sample. I just know it from the song
DJ
itself.
Quick.
So it comes from one
go,
of
go.
I don't even know that. I only know the actual song, which comes from the rock and roll great one of the two, Paul Simon, from Simon and Garfunkel. So this is just a song that I remember on some of those, you know, backseat rides in the car. I didn't have a sibling with me next to me, so there was a lot of, like, the music, I interpreted it in my mind where it would be like, oh, well, these people are having a conversation. So those kind of songs kind of, you know, they stuck with me. And with this particular song, I knew way back then at like 8 or 9 years old, it's not hard to get away. It shouldn't be hard, you know, in a child sense, you know, you think about it. But grown, listening to the song again, it's like, when you hear it, y'all, it's like, it ain't no way. It ain't no something holding you there unless they got you down there locked up in a something. You could get out of Dodge. Get up out of there. And it just reminds me of this one time when my dad had that kind of situation. And he had to get away from the lady. So, yeah, it's just a fun little tune that I remember from my easy listening. And it's Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Going there tonight,
ways.
Y'all. Don't clown.
Not 50
it's
50
ways, you know. He broke it down, you know. He broke it down, had a little beat to it. Just slip out the back, Jack. Get on out of there. You know, that's how your uncle talk queen, like, little sins like that. And it was just really hip to me, the way he put it together. You know, just make a new plan, Stan. You get your ass up out of there. There ain't no excuses. You, hey, the breakup is easy. Get your ass up out of there. That's how I look at it.
Let's see what it say, y'all.
It's not hard. See what it say and tell me what y'all think. Maniac, if you don't know this one, take a listen.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just hop off the key. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need
need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, yeah. Make a new plan, Sam. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key. Make a new plan, Sam. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Wow. Wow. Classic right there. And check it out. Then we flipped it like this right here.
Why you keep giving me cards I can't keep? I throw these two back, you throw me two more, they're so cheap. I couldn't get the winning hand that I wanted in my sleep. Cause when the dream get good, I get trampled by sheep. Nightmares, even when I'm walking today, I'm having dreams that I'm running, but they're smoking away. And there's this man in a suit, he take a token, he say,
you have a promise that you made and you broke it today.
Now which part of this movie here did I just miss? Did I really sell my soul to this big red bitch? I don't think what you got to offer is really enough. For car, sex, and houses, money and stuff, I'd rather be broke and own nothing but peace of mind. In a Benz, and a house, and a 9-9. Aw, top, help me out before I sink the boat. Gotta be more than 50 ways to keep afloat. Cause I feel like I'm suffocating, I can't breathe. I wanna go, but I'm too afraid to leave. Take me with you, Mossy. I know you're seeing something grand as you fade away. And you gently released my hand and it shook my balance. Cause you ain't no more alive. You think I'd see you if I chew this 45? Oh, I'd be the first person popping three. Dropping me to the abyss, but I missed what's stopping me. I got the pressures of the world on my little back. My nerves are turning into jelly and I'm about to crack. You think I'm cheating on my homies by holding back? No, I really protect them all because the truth is whack. Forever bars and forever scars. Being trapped and dying young makes forever stars. Tell me, why am I so hesitant? And the way life's going looks like when hell comes, I'm gonna be a resident. Suck it up, I'm supposed to. But me and Mossberg was closer than most knew. It ain't dramatized, no. And it ain't a fucking act when you're traumatized, no. And it ain't no turning back when you're so connected, no. And it's hard to keep your focus when you're so affected, no. And it's hard to love again when you're so neglected. Suck it up, I'm supposed to. That ain't easy for somebody you're close to. Shit, see your homie in a coffin, it's so wicked and vivid. It's gonna be harder on all of us cause we gonna relive it. Over and over, drunk or sober. From October to October, I steadily feel like I'm getting knocked over. And all the money in the world don't make it better. And a whole bottle of alcohol, no. Don't make it wetter with a blur and a slur. I'm still calling your name. And on top of this drama, you add fame. Wow. But when you start to bubble, then your friends, they spite you. And if you go to church, then hip-hop won't like you. I feel like a giant on a worldwide stage, but at the same time trapped in a real tight cage. With no way out, I play out, then I come back. Cause there's an unwritten law that says I can't be whacked. So I put on my game face, go back to the same place, only to realize that y'all ain't got the same taste. Even with something new, they look at you cold. And without a hot face, consider you old. And leaving me stressed and brokenhearted, how could I be finished with West Coast rap? I helped start it.
funny how time repeats itself. Shout out to DJ Quick and the original Paul Simon. Classic right here, only on OG Sundays where you get it. And we digging up crates. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Queen Jean, DJ Maniac. Shout out to everyone in the chat listening in from far and wide. Much love and respect. Thank you again. And I got to give a special birthday shout out to the legend, the GOAT, Rakim. I know it's OG Sundays, but I got to do it like this. Happy birthday, sir.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones to ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then act as the brother done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, flipping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks slide, the invincible microphone beam, Rakim. Spread the word, cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I beam for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what it has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Grand material. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off, you should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm, step off. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hyper, the hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You try to move away but you can't, you broke more than cracked up. You should've backed up, but those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torture chamber one on one, and I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath, and I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone, the microphone, the microphone,
the microphone fiend.
The mic of the mic, the microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic of the mic of the microphone fiend. The mic of the mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic of the mic of the microphone. The mic of the mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
Shout out to the GOAT, Rakim. Happy birthday once again, sir. Check this out, man. You know it's OG Sundays, right? So what I'm going to do, light a candle or two, and I'm going to cut these lights down for 1 minute. And when I cut them back on, we're going to have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute, okay? All right, let's go.
Something I wanna do to you, baby.
Now we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Let's go.
Yay, yay, yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Everybody, turn your lights back on. Okay, turn your lights back on. It's time for Marcy's Minute. Get in here, get in here, get in here. So condolences are going out this week to, of course, the King family. A week after Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of the civil rights icon, passed away. His family and the King Center announced his death in a statement on Monday, January 22nd. He was 62 years of age. Dexter was the third child of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott. The King's youngest leaves behind his wife of 11 years, Leah Weber King. He did not have any children, per CNN. Leah revealed in a statement that she was at Dexter's side when he passed away. He transitioned peacefully in his sleep at home with me in Malibu. Leah's statement said, per Newsweek, he gave it everything and battled this terrible disease until the end. As with all the challenges in his life, he faced this hurdle with bravery and might. Dexter Scott was only 7 years old when his father, Dr. King, was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Meanwhile, his mother, Coretta Scott King, passed away on his 45th birthday in 2006. Dexter would have turned 63 next week on January 30th. Newsweek reports that Dexter Scott was named after a church his father served in called Dexter Avenue Baptist in Montgomery, Alabama. Condolences again to the King family. A lot of history there, people. Okay, so I was going to take you all over to where the girls are fighting. Yes, the girls are fighting. They're online going crazy. Somebody please go check on Nicki Minaj. Seems like she might be on another snow-snurring-fueled rant. Her and Megan Thee Stallion are trading gauntlets on Twitter, but they're bringing up unalived parents and spouses that have been accused of SA. So I'm just going to leave that there. You can find all that good stuff where it is. The final thing I did see on that was Nicki Minaj continues to go off on Megan Thee Stallion and calls her a bullet fragment foot itch. I'm leaving that one alone, y'all. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. I heard Microphone Fiend and I said, hey, Complex put out another one of those lists. This one happened to be the best rapper alive every year since 1979. Well, let's go ahead and say another happy birthday shout out to the GLDMC himself. 1987 was the year of MC Rakim. Yes, they gave it to him for 1987. When Kendrick Lamar's Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe remix featuring Jay-Z, the Compton native speaks of trying to be the God MC. Of course, he knows full well that the title will always belong to Rakim Allah, who married unprecedented lyrical and rhythmic sophistication with 5% Nation philosophy to become a supernova within the hip-hop cosmos. By 1986, the 18-year-old former high school quarterback had recorded Eric B. Is President, an awe-inspiring ode to his DJ that introduced the Arc full-form style, a relaxed but relentless flow coupled with never-before-seen lyrical precision and metaphysical depth. That single got him signed to Island Records, and in 1987, Eric B. and Rakim released their classic debut, Paid in Full. More than just a rapper, Rakim proudly proclaimed himself to be a writer. Not only were his lyrics simply too complex to be freestyles, but he broke down his meticulous mythology in his songs like My Melody, I'm Not a Regular Competitor, First Rhyme Editor, Melody Arranger, Poet, etc., etc. Elsewhere in the song, he goes further, I wouldn't have came and said my name and run some weak shit, put in blurbs and slurs and words that don't fit. In a rhyme, why waste my time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rockin', party to party, backyard to yard, I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic for the gods. We knew Rakim was a terse ninja miles to Chuck D's booming and prolix Coltrane, wrote Greg Tate. Or maybe that was the Buddha to Chuck's revolutionary Jesus. Rakim kept critics reaching for superlatives as he and Eric B. returned in 88 with their sophomore album, Follow the Leader. But by that time, there was so much dazzling innovation going on in hip-hop that others laid claim to the title of Best Rapper Alive. Or maybe it was just felt that way because Rakim's otherworldly artistry had taken him to the fullest, furthest reaches of the cosmos, where light and sound take longer to reach planet Earth, and mere mortals can only do their best to play catch-up as they follow the leader. Rakim's influence remains enormous. Not only was he A$AP Rocky's namesake, gone A$AP, it's impossible to imagine Nas making Illmatic without inspiration from the God MC. Perhaps he put its best on My Melody when he said, I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heart that's made by the sun. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, G-Lu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Hey, that was dope. That was dope, Cuzzo. And you know the crazy part? I didn't even know that you were going to add Rakim in the Marcy's Minute when I played his song earlier, just giving him a shout-out. So we're like on one accord tonight because earlier the song you played for the oldie though, song, I didn't know that either, just a quick one. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just did
it
off the quip
around
after I heard the song. I said, no, we're going to switch
gears.
So I quickly went over there and started doing
You fast, girl. You on it tonight. Shout out to Cousin
Marcy.
See the team we got over here? Go ahead, girl. Shout out to Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute for tonight. Bomb.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm eating
the
orange. I am here.
Oh, you're eating the orange. You're getting vitamin C and sweets. You're getting cake, vitamin C. You're
right?
All tonight,
you got her cake?
How you mix an orange with
cake?
That's a cold combination.
I didn't do the cake. I'm trying to be a good girl. I ain't going to do a cake until I can be up the cake. If I can't eat the cake and be sitting on my behind.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk about a spread. I ain't trying to spread no more.
Okay. All right. I see you in the gym this week, though. I see you in that gym this week, posing and shit. What's going on? You back out there? You back outside?
I'm back out there. Yeah, and that's why I didn't eat that cake, because I got to get up in the morning and get back out there. That's going to be some extra something if I eat that piece of cake. And it's a red velvet cupcake, too. It's just not good. So I just ate an orange. Have you guys ever heard of blood oranges?
Yes.
That's what I just ate.
Shit.
Aren't they good?
I don't know about that. See? That's that Damu stuff again, Queen.
He's banging with the
That's
oranges.
That Damu.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. That's that
Damu shit.
Oh, man.
They out
there doing a lot now.
Yeah.
They good.
Is it Damu?
That Paru love.
Which
That's
one?
That Paru love.
Is it Paru or is it Damu?
Damu, Paru, you know, Burgundy Red. It's all
Why
the same.
All one.
Why we gotta do that? Why we gotta do that? Why we gotta shout them out?
It's just
why we gotta shout them out?
Yes, that part, Maniac.
Yeah, it's Swahili.
Swahili.
It is.
Damu.
Damu.
Yep.
Don't get it twisted. what's his name? Cowboy, y'all. Go to Cowboy.
Oh, you see Cowboy. You see Cowboy with the news.
Cowboy got him a podcast or news.
He been at a podcast. Cowboy be doing a whole lot. But he had a podcast, but I think now he's doing something new with his news, Fuck Boy News. Mm-hmm. I seen today. Shout out to Cowboy out there, man. Shout out to my boy Cowboy.
Just watch what happens. Like the people you would think. Yep.
Yeah, he.
Hey,
had
shout
to,
out
what
to.
Caught my attention. Shout out.
Go
to
ahead, you. Queen. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say what caught my attention with that with Cowboy was the intro of this video, and I seen Whack 100's face, and then I seen the other face, and I said, okay, this is about to be some mess right here.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So you know, Cowboy back at it. Cowboy is back at it, and then you know, Whack ain't one to shy away, so Whack strike right back. So the bullshit continues, man. Shout out to them brothers, though, man, and everyone out there, man. You know, I was going to say, shout out to Lena Lokes. I see Lena Lokes out there in the chat. Shout out to you and your family. Queen gave you a shout out earlier.
Hey.
What up, Lena?
That's the Contreras family, right? Am I saying it correctly?
Lena.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to put that rawr in
it. You got to roll, yo. That's what I'm about to say. You got to roll, yo.
Got to roll it.
And some little boys. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, you got to roll it. Yeah, what up, Lena Lokes?
Absolutely.
You and your family out there tuned in. It's OG Sundays. We got the whole crew here, DJ Maniac, the OG Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. And, you know, we are here, 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak. But in the meantime, in between time, check this out right here. I want to play this off the shout out to our musical supervisor, Queen Jean. She wanted to spread some real love, and I like this right here. So let me do it like this, and we'll be back in a flash. Okay?
Yes, sir. Bye, y'all.
If I can find
She's
it.
Got
okay,
that
here we go.
Fire.
Let's go.
Hey. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Queen. Where you going? Okay.
Afraid. I hear you, DJ Maniac.
I know it's not the first.
say.
Darling, you know it's hard for me sometimes to put my feelings into words. And I know because of all the hurt in my past, I tend to shy away from emotional commitments. But what I feel for you is so real and so strong, I couldn't walk away even if I wanted to. So baby, I'm yours.
Mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program. The G-Lu Show presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G Lu Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
You do.
for me.
We run out of time, so let me get this in right here because I want to bang this right here, and we'll be right back to wrap it up in a few minutes. Let me do this right here for Lena Lokes before we get up out of here. Blue Magic, we'll be right back. Yes. Lokes out there, and yeah, we're coming to the end of the show, y'all, so we gotta wrap it up. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac. Queen Jean, it's on you. Hello, Queen Jean.
You know what, I'm just talking. I'm just going. I said shout out to the beautiful Queen, Lena Lokes, Classic, Blue Magic. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now you say hello, hello. So anyway, I just want to leave you guys with this for the beginning of your week, just to take with you forever. There will always be situations that we don't understand, right? Problems that look too big, obstacles that seem permanent. God hasn't brought you this far to leave you. Release the worry, release the frustration, release having to know all the details, and trust in him. Have your mustard seed faith, believe, and stay out of the way. Peace, love, and Ashe. Good night. Love you all.
Ashe. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to leave you with this, as I always do. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K, W-E-A-K. So say your prayers tonight, please. Good night, y'all. See you next time. Next week, same time, same place. Don't forget to check us out in the after hours on YouTube in about 30 minutes. Peace and love. Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac.
Peace and love, y'all. Mm. Thanks for listening, Queen. Cuzzo, DJ Maniac, always a time. Had a great time. Thank y'all. Ooh, I made it through, y'all. Amen. Have a good week, everyone.
You too, Cuzzo. Respect.
Thank you.
Peace, y'all. We out.